Today marks the beginning of Reconciliation Week. It is a week for all Australians to learn about shared histories, cultures and achievements and to really examine how we can all contribute to achieving reconciliation in Australia. Now, Professor Helen Milroy from UWA is an author who is a professor of psychiatry. She obviously worked in areas of mental health. She's also a commissioner with the AFL, and I caught up with her earlier.
Thank you. Good morning.
Can I ask you, what does Reconciliation Week mean to you?
Okay, well, Reconciliation Week, I guess, is an important time to just reflect on the relationship between our First Nations people, of which I'm one in with my background, and the rest of the nation, and to think about our history and reflect on things that happened, but also in a positive way to move forward in the spirit of, a positive relationship going forward so that everyone gets to benefit from this absolutely wonderful country that we live in.
And some of the fundamental changes that need to occur for that to happen? I know that's a big question, but...
Well, it's a very big question. What I wasn't quite expecting anyway.
Not at this hour of the morning.
No. I mean, having only woken up a few minutes ago. I think that fundamentally we have to make sure that we all understand the history of Australia and accept that it was a really difficult time and a very tragic time for a lot of our Indigenous families in Australia. And then to make sure that those sorts of things from the past don't repeat themselves in the future, because I think that what we want is we want to be able to live well, and for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren to live well and benefit, as I said before, from this wonderful country. And to do that, we have to have self-determination, we have to resolve some of the issues from the past, and we have to make sure that racism and discrimination doesn't continue to plague our systems into the future.
How much of a role do those things that you have mentioned play into the... Yeah, we often hear of reports of poor general mental health in the community generally, but we also hear of it certainly among people in Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander communities. How much does that play into what you've just described?
Well, I think that's one of the big issues going forward, isn't it, is that we often neglect mental health generally. We often have a focus on physical health problems. And in some respects, physical health problems, are somewhat easier to deal with, but mental health issues have many different problems, different reasons why they occur. And I guess for one of the big issues that has occurred in Australia is that transgenerational trauma. So that's the trauma across many, many generations that's left some communities and some families and individuals in particular, and even sometimes children, in a state where mental health isn't so good. And I guess we want to make sure that we do the best we can to give everybody the best opportunity to have the best life they can.
My guest this morning on ABC Radio Perth and WA is Professor Helen Milroy. Helen has many strings to her bow. We've sort of only just touched on a couple of them there, but we'll continue to cover as many as we perhaps can in this short period. But Helen, you're also an author as well, and you've written Willy Wagtail, Tales from the Bush Mob and Backyard Birds. What's the fascination with wildlife for you?
Well, I think it starts from, very, very young age and being brought up with a lot of storytelling, Indigenous storytelling, of course, with my mother and grandmother. By the way, my mob are Pelku, they're from the Pilbara region around Marble Bar area. It's my grandmother's country. And I think that stories for me are really life lessons, and they stay with you forever. And they are so enriching, I think, for our lives, but in particularly for child development. And I think the fascination with animals is that animals are very much part of the natural world and part of Indigenous culture, and people can be represented through animals. You can have a totem, but you can also have a relationship with all of the animals and the natural world around you, which is the lovely part of Indigenous storytelling. It places you within an ecological framework where you sit within a much larger attachment system. So you're not just attached to people, you're attached to land, to animals, to nature. And I think that's a wonderful thing.
Are we losing a bit of that storytelling? I know from my own experience with my own children and their fascination with what is happening online and with screens, their willingness to hear stories seems to be diminishing a little bit, which concerns me. But are we losing some of that storytelling?
I don't know that we're losing it, but we should certainly make sure that we don't lose it, because it's absolutely essential. If you think about humanity, we've always had stories. That's what our lives are about. We tell our life in stories. I don't think we tell our life in text messages or so many characters like we have on some of these sort of social media type platforms. And as much as they're all good and kids can enjoy those sorts of things, I think we also have to make sure that as people we remember our stories and we develop our own personal narratives through stories. That's how we actually live and learn. And if you think about even your own time through school, Barry, you probably have many stories to tell about school. You don't know what specific lessons you may have remember, but you remember stories about school. And that's how we are as people. I think that will never change. That's storytelling's in our DNA. I don't think that will ever change.
It is a wonderful part of our existence, I think, and a sense of community. Look, Helen, before we finish, I'd just like to ask you, given that you are a commissioner with the AFL, you must be reasonably excited that we look like at this stage we have a season.
Yeah, and I think that sport and sport for kids and for the community is a great thing. A lot of people get a lot of positive enjoyment and physical and mental health improves as well when people engage in sport and sporting activities. And also even just being part of that whole social dynamic of teams and things like that, wonderful thing for everybody to be involved in.
Professor Helen Milroy, good luck with the writing and all your other ventures, and thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Barry.